Now we're going to have a scripture reading at this particular time. We have three short scriptures this morning. And the first one is in Luke's Gospel chapter 10. Luke's Gospel chapter 10. And we'll read it verse number 38. Luke 10, 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And then if you could just turn over with me to John's Gospel, John's Gospel chapter 11, John 11 verse 28. John's Gospel chapter 11 verse 28. When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And then the third reading is just in the next chapter, chapter 12 of John, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor or the fragrance of the ointment. We know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now we're at three scriptures there this morning. I'd like you to turn first of all to the first one, which is Luke chapter 10. You know, from time to time, there are names that are more popular than others. And usually once a year, some of the national newspapers will print the most popular names among the boys, give probably the 10 most popular names among the boys and the most popular names among the girls. And I think the last time it was printed that Jack was on the top of the list as far as the boys were concerned, and that Emily was the most popular girl's name. So it's very interesting just to see how names change over time. In the New Testament, Mary was a very popular and well-known name. Of course, our Lord's mother was called Mary. And when you take a concordance and gather up all the Marys in the New Testament, you find about 6 or 7 different women who are referred to by the name Mary. There was Mary of Bethany that we read about here this morning. There was Mary Magdalene. There was the other Mary that we read about who was at the cross. And Paul thanked those who had helped him in the work in his letter to the Romans. One of the names there was Mary. And here in these scriptures that we've read this morning, they're all about Mary of Bethany. And we meet Mary 3 times in the gospel references. And the 3 times that we meet Mary in the gospel references, each time we find her at the same place. We find her at Jesus' feet. What a wonderful place to be. Here in Luke chapter 10, we find her receiving blessing at his feet. And then when we come over to John chapter 11, we see Mary bringing her burdens to Jesus' feet. And then in the next chapter, chapter 12, we see her bringing her best to Jesus' feet. I wonder how often we spend time with the Lord each day. How often do we sit at his feet? If we're going to grow in our faith, if we're going to be strong in our faith and be spiritual, then we need to spend time with the Lord each day. We find that those who become cold and indifferent and neglect their time, their quiet time with Christ, they're so apt to wander and become cold in their faith. So I want to just speak to you this morning in this message about Mary at Jesus' feet. The first one is Mary receiving blessing at Jesus' feet. Here in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, it says here in verse 38, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." In this well-known story in the Gospels, Mary and Martha are often contrasted by believers, that believers need to make a choice. Sometimes preachers say that Martha was a worker, and so many people are like Martha, but that Mary was a worshipper. And the fact of the matter is that we need to be both. God wants us to be workers, of course he does, but he also wants us to be worshippers. And so we need to get the balance right in our Christian lives each day. Martha was a good woman and a woman who loved the Lord. You know, I preached some time ago at a particular place about Mary and Martha, and when I was at the door at the end, a woman came up to me and she said, "Pastor, I'm terribly glad to hear you saying something good about Martha." She said, "You know, all the preachers, they seem to have a go at Martha, and you said something good about her." I says, "That's right, Martha was a good woman." I says, "And what's your name?" She says, "My name's Martha." You know, so she said she was tired getting hammered, the poor woman. Well, Martha was a good woman and she loved the Lord, but the fact of the matter was this, that Martha got her priorities a little bit off skew. Now, she invited the Lord into her home, and then she neglected him as she prepared the meal. You know, if I invited you round to our house and then neglected you and ignored you, you would wonder what was going on. Many have received Christ into their lives, but they've let other things get into the way of giving Christ his place, the place that he deserves. And we find here in this portion in Luke in chapter 10 that Martha was busy in the kitchen. And that's not a sin, of course, to be busy in the kitchen. Thank God for the women who are busy in the kitchen. But we find that Martha was not only busy, Martha was burdened about much serving, it says, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. Martha was busy and Martha was burdened. And then we find that Martha was bothered about Mary and the Lord. She said here, she had a sister called Mary which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And Martha said, "Lord, doth thou not care that my sister hath left me alone here to serve? Bid her therefore that she help me." You see, the fact of the matter was this, that Martha was busy, but she was too busy. She was so busy in the kitchen, serving the Lord, that she had no time to spend with the Lord. And it's so easy to get into that situation that Martha got into. It's so easy to be too busy. It's good to be busy in our everyday work, because that means that you have plenty of work to do. It's so easy to get busy in the Lord's work, and that's good to be busy in the Lord's work. But we need to make sure that we don't get too busy, and we're so busy that we don't have time to spend with the Lord that we need to. When we come to Mary, it wasn't that Mary didn't do any work at all in the kitchen, because 39 says, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary had worked in the kitchen, but she also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary got the balance right. Martha was serving the Lord, but Mary was not only serving the Lord, she was also spending time with the Lord, and we need to be able to do both. God wants us to serve him, but he wants us to spend time with him alone. And as Mary sat at Jesus' feet, she was listening to his word. And she was learning from his word, and she was looking into his face. And you know, we learn many things about the Lord when we sit at his feet. Mary was having fellowship with the Lord. She was feasting her soul on him, and she was receiving blessing at his feet. You see, friends, when you take time each day to sit where Mary sat, there's many blessings that we receive from his word. We're blessed when we learn about the Christ from his word. When we sit at God's word each day, we learn about Christ, and that's a blessing. And when we sit at Jesus' feet, we learn about the cross. And that's a blessing when we learn about the cross and the great doctrines of the cross. And when we sit at Jesus' feet, we learn about the coming and what a blessing that is. And when we sit at his feet and listen to his word, we learn about the Creator, the Creator that made us and formed us, the wonders of God's majesty, and what a blessing that is. And now when we sit at his feet and listen to his word, we learn about the Comforter. Mary learned many things about the Lord. And the more we learn about the Lord, the more we'll become like the Lord, and the more we'll love the Lord. So the first time we see Mary here, we see Mary by receiving blessing at his feet. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, when we come over into the Gospel of John in chapter 11, we find Mary again. And this time we'll see Mary leaving her burdens at his feet. You remember here in chapter 11, it's in Bethany. And here at Bethany, death and sorrow would come into this home where Mary and Martha and Lazarus, their brother, lived. Lazarus was a dear brother, and you remember the story. Lazarus was sick, and the sisters, sent word to the Lord that their brother was sick. They said, Lord, him whom thou lovest is sick. And we see as we read the story that the Lord didn't come immediately. He tarried there for a while. And then we find that Lazarus dies. And then Jesus comes. And in verse 20, it says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. And we find that the Lord came, and Martha and he talked together, and she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And he said, thy brother shall rise again. And when we come down to 28, it says, and when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, the Lord is come and calleth for thee. And Mary comes at the Lord's call. And verse 32 reads, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother hadst not died. And here we find Mary is at the Lord's feet here at Bethany, and she's leaving her burdens at his feet. She's bringing her burdens to the Lord and leaving them there. And she was burdened because of her brother and all that went on. And you know, friends, we not only receive from the Lord, but we can bring to the Lord. We not only can receive blessing from the Lord when we sit at his feet, but we can bring our burdens to the Lord. Yes. You know, as we go through life, there are burdens we have to bear. I was thinking of some of the burdens that people have to carry. You know, way back, I remember when I was a young fella, young boy, young fella, the first burden I remember was the burden of sin. The burden of sin. You see, in our own saved days, we bore the burden of sin. We were concerned about our soul. We were convicted about our sin. We were like Christian and Pilgrim's Progress. But when we came to the cross and saw the cross, that burden of sin was lifted and it rolled away. Maybe there's someone here this morning and you're not saved and you're burdened by sin. You're burdened over with sin this morning. You're convicted about your sin. Well, I want to tell you that if you come to the cross and cry to God for mercy and repentance, that burden can be lifted and you can have peace with God. And then, of course, in the context of this chapter, there's the burden of sorrow. This was the burden that Mary and Martha carried at this particular time. Their brother had died and they wept and they were sorrowful because of their loss. And sometimes we have to carry the burden of sorrow. And then, of course, there's the burden of sickness. And sickness can come into our life and change a lot of things. Sometimes when sickness comes, it changes a lot of things in life. And life is changed. And, of course, it brings worry and it brings fear and it brings doubt. And there's the burden of sickness. And people have to carry that burden with them. Then I thought about Paul the Apostle when he wrote to the Romans. And you remember in chapter 9, Paul said, "I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart for my kinsmen according to the flesh." And you remember how he poured out his soul for his kinsmen. And he says, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And Paul had a burden for souls. Dear friends, wonder have we a burden for souls this morning? Wonder can we say with the apostle, "Have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart for my kinsmen." You know, when people have a burden for souls, they want to see those souls reached with the gospel. There are so many burdens that we have to carry through life. And here's Mary, and she brought her burden to the Lord. She brought it to the Savior's feet. And that's what you and I need to do. We need to bring our burden to the Savior's feet. My dear friends, God in his love and grace has made it possible for you and I to do that through prayer. Joseph Scribner, and that great hymn writer, penned that great hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Psalm 55 and 22 says this: "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." You know, when you cast something, you cast it from you onto something else. And he says, cast your burden on the Lord. Peter says in 1 Peter 5, "Casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you." Casting all your care upon him. Psalm 37 verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. That word commit, it can be translated, roll the whole burden of life onto the lap of the Lord and leave it with him. Paul writing in the letter to the Philippians says, be anxious for nothing. That word be anxious can be translated, don't be filling your heart with worry and concern and anxiety. He says, you know, in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Dear friends, Mary brought her burden to the Lord's feet. Oh, that we might bring our burdens this morning, our cares, our worries, our anxieties, our problems, our fears to the Lord in care and prayer and cast them upon him. So we see here Mary at Jesus' feet. We see her receiving blessing at his feet, and we see her bringing her burdens to his feet. And then when we come over to chapter 12, we see Mary again at his feet. And this time she's bringing her best to his feet. It says here, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. This feast was 6 days before the Passover. Jesus and his disciples were here, and Mary and Martha was there, and Lazarus was there. And in chapter 11, Lazarus was dead, but the Lord raised him from the dead, and we find him sitting having fellowship with the Lord at the table here. And Mary took a pound of ointment. It says this costly ointment and the combined gospel records tell us that she brake the ointment and anointed both the head and the feet of Jesus with the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. As she wiped his feet with her hair, she's at his feet, she's down at his feet. You know, as we see Mary doing this, we see in this act the sincerity of Mary's love. This ointment was precious. It was costly. It was said to be worth the whole year's wages of a laboring man. And she sacrificed the ointment. A woman's hair is her glory. A woman takes great pride and care with her hair. But Mary wiped his feet with the hair of her head. She surrendered her glory and she worshipped him with this precious gift. We see the sincerity of Mary's love while she was at his feet. And we see the sacrifice of Mary's love for the Lord. You know, when you love someone, you give them your best. And Mary brought her best to the Lord's feet. She would not give the Lord that which cost her nothing. Wonder, friends, are we bringing our best to the Lord's feet? Are we giving the Lord the best of our love? Because that's the kind of love the Lord expects. Do you remember he spoke to the church at Ephesus and he rebuked them that they had left their first love? He says, you don't love me now the way you used to love me. Your love was strong and vibrant. Now you're only giving me your second best. Are we giving the Lord the best of our love this morning? Are we giving the Lord the best of our life? The best of our life? You know, friends, the best of your life is when you're young and able. My, the Hebrew slave. My, had the liberty to go out free after serving his master. But he said, I will not go out free. I will serve my master forever. Are we giving the Lord the best of our life and the best of our love? Are we giving the Lord the best of our possessions? Remember, Jesus talked about those putting their gifts, the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And then a widow woman came with two mites, and that's all that she had. And she put the two mites into the treasury. My, she laid her all on the altar. She gave the Lord the best of what she had. We see the sincerity of Mary's love and the sacrifice of Mary's love. And we see here the savor of Mary's love for the Lord. You know, the whole house smelt the fragrance of the ointment. The whole house was blessed by the sacrifice that Mary made when she broke this box of ointment. That act of love and devotion has been read about throughout the whole world. It's recorded in the gospel. And this act of love that Mary did that day, you know, it brought glory to the Lord. It brought glory to him. And you know, friends, that should challenge you and I this morning. Do the things we do bring glory to the Lord? The things we do each day. Do the things we say bring glory to the Lord? Do the places we go bring glory to the Lord? Before we do something or say something, if we just took a moment and ask ourselves the question, is this going to bring glory to the Lord? Or is this going to bring dishonor to him? Because when you love the Lord, you'll seek to bring glory to his name. You know, when we bring our best to the Lord's feet, you'll be criticized for it. Judas here, he wasn't happy with what happened, but sure, what about Judas? What about what people say? Here's a woman. And on every occasion we find her in the scriptures, she's at Jesus' feet. What a place to be. Feasting on his word. Enjoying fellowship in his presence. Wonder, have you been at his feet today yet? Or will you be at his feet today? My, when she came to his feet, she received blessing at his feet. You'll be blessed when you spend time at the Savior's feet. Leaving her burdens at his feet. Man, we can leave our burdens, the things that's troubling us. We can leave them with him. He understands. He knows. And we can bring our best to his feet. Oh, that we might bring our best to the Savior in these days. Make sure in all the busyness of life that you spend time at Jesus' feet. Make sure you make time for him. And if you do, he'll bless you there. May God bless his word and help and challenge us through it for his name's sake.